Welcome to this episode of the Building Texas Show. I'm excited to be in Round Rock, Texas today, visiting with Adriana and everything that they're doing at the Round Rock Chamber, Round Rock Startup Week, Round Rock Express Opening Day. We're going to say Round Rock a lot today. But Adriana, thank you for joining us.
Oh, Justin, thank you for having me. You didn't mention Round Rock Donuts. I feel like people can't talk about Round Rock without mentioning the donuts.
I do enjoy the Round Rock donuts, probably too much. What is it that you do in Round Rock?
Yeah, so my role here at the Round Rock Chamber is I am the Director of Innovation and Entrepreneurship, which is a bunch of really fancy words that really mean that I get to help start programs and events and help founders, small business owners, and entrepreneurs do what it is that they love.
And you're doing that in some really formal ways with Generator and some of that curriculum. But I've been seeing it build for years because it didn't just show up today. It's been years in the making. And I think the Round Rock Chamber has really been leading that. And it's an interesting thing to add. Round Rock Chamber also does Round Rock Economic Development. Am I understanding that right?
We do. So I always tell people that what makes the Round Rock Chamber unique is that we serve as the economic development function for the city. So it's a public-private partnership, and the city has a whole lot of faith in us. And we have this agreement where they let us handle the economic development, but they believe in us, and they stand by all of the things that we come and present them, which included entrepreneurship. My position was created almost 3 years ago. They had been seeing all of the work that we were doing. We had started implementing different programs for entrepreneurs, and then it finally came to the point where, like, I think we can grow this, and they were like, we think that this matters. Justin, we met at a Texas House where I had kind of talked about IEDC had a panel, and they talked about, you know, the last 100 years of economic development and what did that look like. And traditional economic development is starting with the big companies, but how over the last couple of years we've shifted, and now we're really starting, you know, with grassroots, with the people in the community, and giving them the tools that it takes to grow businesses here. And I think Round Rock has kind of been ahead of that, and like you said, we've been trying to grow that for years, so it's really exciting to be a part of it.
It was fun to meet you at South by Southwest, and you were speaking and you were telling the story of Round Rock, and I had the opportunity to speak. And my point on this at America House was, it's not walls and cranes anymore. It really is developing the people and the culture and the workforce. And that doesn't come with your traditional economic development of land a big company and they're going to hire everybody. Mm-hmm. As we look at the entrepreneur landscape, you have Startup Week coming up in May. And I see these startup weeks across the state, so San Antonio, Houston, they've had them. What's going to happen at Round Rock Startup Week?
So we're really excited. This is the first year we're doing a week, so to speak. In the past, we've done just a day full of things, but we're kind of expanding that out. We'll have 1 million cups and different monthly programming that we normally have every month all fall during that week. And then on Thursday, May 7th, we'll have the full day, which will take place at Embassy Suites here in Round Rock. There'll be 4 sessions covering funding, go-to-market strategy, some unfiltered conversations with some entrepreneurs, and then, of course, a pitch competition. It wouldn't be a startup week day without a pitch competition. So we're really excited.
And within that, I imagine you're finding mentors, you're finding investors, you're finding people in your community that don't work for the chamber, that don't work for the city, but they're coming in and giving their time to make something like Startup Week happen and mentoring and guiding those entrepreneurs through the early stages here.
Yeah, I would say one of my favorite parts of getting ready for this is finding the judges for the pitch competition, because I've gotten a lot of feedback from people in the audience that have said, man, I really enjoy hearing what the judges have to say, just because you know, they can take that advice and implement it in their own businesses, even if they're not the ones pitching and things like that. So I try to be really mindful of getting judges who will give really good feedback. So I'm in the middle of that, but I've got Sheree Warner from Fiesta. And then I think Hugh Forrest will also be a judge. And then the third that I'm working on confirming is somebody from Generator. So Generator's our presenting sponsor for Startup Week. So we'll have somebody from them.
What does that relationship look like? Because again, at South By, you were up there with Robert Peroni from Generator and talking about the integration of that programming into what you do. Can you help us understand what is Generator and how does that work in the work that you're doing?
So Generator is a global accelerator program that also has, you know, I think a funding branch as well. But our relationship with them is to run a G-Beta program, which is a free 7-week accelerator program. 5 companies get to go through the cohort. And we're doing 2 a year right now. And what that looks like for us is they've hired Destin Bell, who is their boots on the ground program manager. And for anyone who maybe hasn't had the chance to meet Destin yet, Destin started, he's kind of like the OG entrepreneur story. I really like telling it. I'm like, he moved to Austin with $2,000 and like lived in his car. Like, that's crazy. And started businesses and, you know, went to pitch on Shark Tank and exited and did all of the things. And he's just like so the right person to be holding hands with these entrepreneurs as they're going through this journey. Because, you know, you can bring anyone to come in and go, you know, read off of a slideshow for the 7 weeks. But to have somebody who can really sit with these founders and say like, hey, no, I think you should move this in your slide deck, cause this is what I've seen work. Or like, let me introduce you to so-and-so because, you know, I've spoken with them. So he's been a great addition to our Round Rock ecosystem.
I met him at South By as well, and just a lot of energy. And that makes a difference because entrepreneurship is hard and it's very solo until you find a community like what you've built. And that makes a huge difference for entrepreneurs at any stage to have people like Destin, people like yourself, that you come around and give that feedback and in some cases, give encouraging words. In other cases, help them fail fast. And I think that's an important point.
Yeah. The other thing we really try hard to do is kind of like provide that community, because we hear it's such a lonely journey. And actually, when we first launched G-Beta, we had over 60 applications and you can only take 5. And so we were like, what else like can we do? And we very quickly jumped started another program called Jumpstart, which is in partnership with Cam Hauser with ActionWorks, which is more for people in the ideation stage, because that was something that we didn't have, like in the kind of like a pre-accelerator, so to speak. But they started a WhatsApp group, and it's just been so much fun to watch these founders, you know, everything from here's my pitch deck, can y'all go through it and like get feedback? Or, hey, I posted this on LinkedIn, can you guys like all go like, comment, share, so that, you know, it reaches a greater audience. But to watch that community, I just feel so proud of them.
It is a team sport. As much as it is a solo adventure, it's better as a team sport for sure. So 3 years in this program building it, what generated the idea of, yes, we need to do this? Where did Round Rock decide? And maybe it was the Round Rock Chamber, maybe it was the city of Round Rock. But how did that decision get made to start investing in something like this?
I think it's really listening to the community and what the people, the founders, the business owners in the community said that it was that they were needing, that they were missing. We were hearing crazy stories about founders from Round Rock meeting mentors from Cedar Park, driving into downtown Austin to meet at Capital Factory. And we're like, that's crazy. Why would you guys both drive that way when you can do that here? And so we slowly just started listening more and more to what the community was asking for. And I always tell people I treat my position kind of like a startup, in the sense that it, you know, it's new. We haven't done this before. And we're just kind of ebbing and flowing with what it is that we're hearing from the community. We never, you know, we don't want to start something just to start something. I'm not looking to run more events or more programmings just for fun. So I would say it's just listening a lot to what it is the community needs and trying to meet those needs.
What about students? So one of, in my history in doing this work, it was really driven by how do we create a future workforce in rural Texas? Or differently, how do we retain this great talent that's graduating from our school systems and then leaving? And I think Texas as a whole has that concern, but I know in my hometown, it's a big concern. I assume in Round Rock, it's a concern as well.
Kind of. I have noticed, I bump into people all the time that are like, I grew up here, and they, you know, are in their 30s and still live here. And I think that goes back to economic development, bringing the right jobs to the right companies that are bringing the right jobs to the community, because then these people want to stay and work here. One of the companies that went through G Beta, our first cohort, was actually a high school student. He's 18. And so I would say, well, our programs aren't really capped for, we don't have an age limit. And so we're always looking for young entrepreneurs who have ideas, and we're here to support them kind of through all stages and all ages.
I enjoyed the bookends. So you had early, like high school, early adult entrepreneurs. Yeah. Got a lot of retired entrepreneurs. They're looking for their second career. Maybe they're just saying, well, I need to get out more and socialize, and this is a way to do it. So I do want to encourage any and all ages, come get involved, because there is an opportunity for you to give back. Even as an entrepreneur, you're giving back to the other entrepreneurs in that question and answer or in that feedback loop. It's just saying it again, it's better to be in a group of people doing this kind of work and then by yourself.
Absolutely. They're kind of providing, that's their own mentorship bubble.
So what's next after Startup Week and after all of the launch of GBeta Generator? We've seen a lot of that on LinkedIn, but what's next for this program in Round Rock?
Yeah, I think continuing to just grow these programs. So I mentioned Jumpstart. We're also planning to run that one twice a year. So we wrapped up at the end of May, looking to pick what month we'll do in Q3, I believe. So just getting the word out and continuing to market about all of these wonderful things that we're doing. Sometimes this is always a hill that I'm trying to climb, is all of our events that are for entrepreneurs and small businesses, the ones that I oversee. They're free and they're open to the public. You don't have to be a chamber member. So I'm constantly trying to find new ways to market these things, because people don't always, you know, their first of mind is not, oh, let me check out what the chamber's doing, because most people believe, well, I don't have access to the chamber because I'm not a member. But that's not the case over here. So just continue to work on my marketing for all of these things that we're doing.
Where would people find your websites and all of your socials? Like, where should people find you if they're looking for you?
Yeah, I would say the roundrockchamber.org. On the events calendar, we have all of the events that I'm working on. If people look at our LinkedIn or my LinkedIn, I'm constantly posting about the events that we're doing. So yeah, follow us on all of the socials and reach out to me. I would love to sit down and hear from any founders what it is that they're looking for and see how I can get them plugged into the things that we're doing.
Amazing. Well, Adriana, thank you for everything you're doing. And I want to really commend the Chamber on their investment in these kind of programs, Round Rock's investment in these programs. And it's fun to see it come to fruition and be a reality when you're on the stage at South By or you're in your community and you see that high school entrepreneur finding success and launching a business. Those have got to be really rewarding.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's a lot of fun.
Well, I thank you for what you're doing today, and thank you for the way that you're building Texas.
Thanks for having me, Justin.
Thank you for watching this episode of the Building Texas Show. Please like and subscribe on YouTube to follow along as we travel the state building Texas. Thank you to our sponsor, Chisos Boots, and their damn comfortable cowboy boots.